Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We got a great lineup for you today. Benny, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Pat, and yourself?
So, you know, what is it? It's got to be over 10 years ago.
Oh, easy.
Right? It's got to be about 10, maybe a little bit more. I tried to look it up. When I first met Dr. Dane here, one of the things that I remember was being in the middle of this amazing way to look at life called Access Consciousness. And I remember meeting Dr. Dane and Gary Douglas, and they both did a show with us for a while.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I watched what the message was about, but I watched the power of what they were doing to help people literally live their lives through the power of the question. Today, he's joining us here today because the message that we've been giving everyone, and certainly that you all have been hearing, has been one of positivity, but more than that, possibility. So today, you got this. My very special guest, Dr. Dane, here joining us here today. Now, if you don't know who he is, amazing transformation leader, international speaker, best-selling author, workshop facilitator, he has been someone in the world that has looked at energetic synthesis of being, and you're going to hear about that, but has looked at what that means and what is it about energy and the power of that that helps us create something so incredible that sometimes when we look into the lens and the eyes of the possibility dragon, what we find is the deep, soft, warm breath of an amazing life. And today he's joining us as he is out in the world with millions, helping others understand, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, whether it's about money. His story, like mine, comes from this place that if you ever heard us sit and have a cup of coffee about where we've been, it's most likely you wouldn't believe it, not because we're not telling you the truth, but because of who he is today and what his message is. And so today, as we look at what we're going to dive deep into, the question always becomes for me every day to keep myself in check. Am I living in the state of victory or am I living in the state of victimhood? And I gotta say, sometimes on the windshield and sometimes on the bug. Dr. Dane, it's great to have you.
Dr. Pat, truly a pleasure to be with you again. And I know I was looking at that, I was like, it's been at least 10 years since last we spoke. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah. I missed you. But I will say that your teachings have not gone on deaf ears, for sure.
Thank you. That is a great gift to my ears, let me tell you.
I made a statement. I want to talk about this for a minute. And I know we're going to talk about, you know, how to go from coping to creation. But when people look at us, and certainly I've been out talking more and been on other radio shows, and when they hear me open my mouth and say something like, yep, I'm a girl from the Bronx, mom commits suicide, I'm sick, I'm homeless at 17, and I'm arrested at 19. They want to check my ID to make sure I'm that same Dr. Pat person.
Yes.
But that didn't become us. What did your past help you open up in the world of possibilities for you today?
Well, I think that's a great question. And for me, my story was I was at a place where I was going to, pardon me, I have a frog in my throat. I was going to end my life 20 years ago. I had tried everything, and I've got a history of abuse and many, many, you know, intense stories like that. And I was just done. And then I came and I had one session of something called Access Consciousness Bars. And within that one session, I went into it depressed and suicidal. And I came out of it looking up at the sky going, has it always been this beautiful here? And if it is, I'm in. I'm ready to live. And I think if anything, you know, the fact that we have lived through what we have is this acknowledgement to other people that no matter what you've been through, there is not only hope, but there is a great deal of possibility on the end, or as you, in the future, I should say. And really, it's like our past doesn't have to define us, but it can be an acknowledgement of the power that we have. You know, your life story is a testament to the power that a person can choose if they choose it. But I think equally important, we have to let people know they have to choose. Exactly as you said, are you choosing victory or are you choosing victimhood? Are you choosing to be the bug or the windshield today? And that is really, that is that crucial element, is where our choice comes in.
You know, I think what's so important is, and thank you for joining us here today. It's so great to see you and to hear you, of course. You know, many people have looked at this time that we're going through what I call 1,000 lenses. And what I mean by that is, if you ask this person, they have a perspective, this person, they have a perspective. But what I think we're all struck by is how resilient we all are. At least I'm struck by how resilient we all are. And I'm also struck by how many people, maybe they don't make the headlines, have literally dug deep into the question, what else is possible here? I think if there was any question that I could point to that, you know, where we're seeing, you know, the victory flag, you know, running down the street by itself, it would be in the possibility spectrum. I want to get your sense of it. You know, what is your sense of it? Has possibility gotten its day finally?
I would say so, in so, so many ways. You know, it's interesting because one of the things that shows people who they really are is extraordinary circumstances. And here we've pressed reset on the entire planet, basically. And I mean, if we want to look at one level of possibilities, let's look at the Earth and the fact that, you know, children in China are seeing blue skies for the first time. You know, we're having blue skies over Los Angeles and no smog for the first time in industrialized age, you know, and animals sort of overflowing into cities and different things. And so that's one aspect of it. But also, as you said, people are digging deep. And I think it's really giving us a chance to see who we really are on the inside, what we're really made of, and also a chance to get off of that autopilot that so many people live from. You know, most people have lived sort of lives on frantic autopilot, hoping something will change while never feeling they had the time and space to make the change, let alone the time and space to evaluate, hey, how would I like to be here? How would I like to create my life? How would I like to show up? And what else can I choose? What else is possible? Which is a question we talked about, you know, 10 years ago. And what can I create? And the question I ask people to ask is, what can I choose today that will allow me to be greater when this ends than I went into it?
I'm telling you, that is the question. See, the thing is, when you ask a question like that, we don't have to wait for the stock market prices to hit the screen. We don't have to wait for one governor or another governor showing up and telling you what really you should be thinking or doing. We don't have to wait. That question is so powerful that it is such a call to action for people listening today, that if we just were to contemplate that for a second, right? We would find that whatever we think we are, we're much more than that.
Absolutely that. And that really is the power of asking questions. And that recognition. See, the thing that most people are doing is they've sort of got their bubble of life. And when you ask a question, it opens up the bubble and actually takes you to a space beyond the bubble, if you will. And if we could just recognize that asking questions like this is an action step in itself, and we don't have to be the ones to answer. It's like, that's what the universe is here for, is to show us possibilities that are way beyond what we thought we had to choose and what we thought were the only possibilities available. And the key word there is think. You know, my point of view is your mind is a dangerous thing. Waste it. You know, a lot of people think our mind is our greatest asset. In actuality, it's our being that is our greatest asset. Our mind is a calculating system, and it can only give you more of what you judge as right or wrong unless you function from question, which is where right and wrong and judgment don't apply. That's where possibilities start to come into the equation. And if we've gotten anything from this reset button that has been pressed, it's that we need to be the ones to choose the possibilities, because nobody's going to do it for us. Like you said, you know, we can't wait for the stock market. We can't wait for whatever governor or whatever mayor is going to make the choices. And I think in that is also a fundamental awareness of our strength and our capacity to actually create our lives, not suffer our lives. And we realize that there are a lot of people out there that are suffering. And at the same time, it's like, what if that could be different? And what if the people that are listening to this show, because the people that are listening to your show are going to be perhaps different than the norm, quote unquote, you know, people who are actually looking for possibilities. And it's not everyone, but we need to recognize that if we're willing to seek possibilities, then we can actually have them. And if other people aren't, that's okay too. We don't have to judge that. We don't have to judge us. Just recognize, hey, they're on a different path. They're doing their own thing. No problem.
You know, it's interesting that we're talking about that. And, you know, sometimes people think, and this is the feedback I've gotten after 16 years doing this, is what folks say to me is two things. They say, are you and Benny going to share the fish story again? So I'm holding that, even though today is World Earth Day, I'm going to hold the fish story. But the other thing they ask me is about how is it we here are able to, and this is their language, I never think of it like this, how are we able to survive? And I just sent an email back to someone about 2 days ago, and I said, I don't even understand what survive means in what I'm doing. I said, we are thriving. You know, we are on the verge of finishing technology to launch 10 channels. We're starting a crowdfunding initiative next week so that all of the people that want to do shows will get it paid for free. That people that have independent voices are not going to be swept away. You know, sometimes I think here, all of us feel that we have to sometimes do for others what they are not able to do for themselves sometimes, even if we're not 100% sure. But I want to ask you, what is the connection that we can help people with to truly understand? You know, we may have differences, but are we really different, Dr. Dane?
Well, that is, once again, if, you know, the way I look at what's going on is, it's one of the only times in the world the entire world is having a shared experience. And so I think it's a great time to, you know, and it's not because of a world war. And even in a world war, you know, parts of the world were dynamically affected and other parts less so. This, right. Everybody is pretty much equally affected and under equal, you know, equal situation. And if anything, it shows us, from my point of view, that our similarities are actually far greater than our differences. And so, but looking at that, what people tend to do is, well, certain people, they tend to gravitate toward the lowest common denominator of what people are choosing. And then there are certain people that tend to gravitate more toward the highest common denominator, or the highest possible denominator of what people could choose. And I think we've got to realize that fundamentally, that is a person's choice. You can't make somebody who is not interested in possibility, somebody who is demanding to hold on to the victim story, like you or I both could have, you know, we could not be here right now, you know, but we chose not to. So there are certain people that won't give it up. And I say again, that's okay, because one of the most frustrating things that I found with a lot of the people that I've worked with is where they've tried to offer possibilities to somebody who absolutely didn't desire them. And if you could recognize, you know, maybe you're a different species, you know, maybe you're just this weirdo that's into possibilities and you just don't know how to create them. So here's some tools to be able to create
Absolutely.
It. And I love that you're doing this crowdfunding and I love that you're thriving, you know, and I've got the same point of view. We are thriving. I mean, we are dynamically growing.
Yeah.
But we've also been functioning from this idea of question, like what else is possible being one of the big ones. And also how does it get any better than this?
Yeah.
And also, if I were to create my life today for the next 5 to 10 years, what would I choose? So in that, when you function from the question, what happens is without even trying to, you actually bust that bubble that makes you think that the only future you can plan for is your next paycheck cycle or your next election cycle or whatever it is that you function from. And instead, you start to embrace that the choice you make today will have an effect that will create a future in the next 5, 10 years. And one of the things I ask people to do, especially here on Earth Day, is what if we had the possibility to create a sustainable living Earth? In other words, an Earth that will sustain us, because Earth will be fine. But what if we had the ability to create a sustainable living Earth for the next 10,000 years?
Yeah.
And just that shift in perspective, you know, have you seen the movie Tomorrowland?
Yeah. Yeah.
Love that movie.
Yeah.
You know, and Earth has just a few days left.
Yeah.
And why? Because everybody has aligned and agreed that that's what's going on. And that's exactly the way reality works. The more people that align and agree that that's real, that's what becomes the reality, the predominant reality. Well, if we start functioning from a perspective of actually being able to create a sustainable living Earth for the next 10,000 years that far bypasses us and our children and our grandchildren, then we bring that perspective to something that can become a mass consciousness from the mass unconsciousness that seems like it's out there now, and actually make choices that start to create that from today. Because let's face it, the life we have today is a result of all the choices we've made in the past. The life we have in the future will be a result of the choices we make today and going forward. So we can change anything given enough time and given the willingness to, but what if we started embracing a much larger perspective of what's actually possible?
Yeah, I want to ask you this question because, you know, they looked at today's show and they picked out, you know, the title for today's show, which I love, is You Got This. And I think that is those three words, You Got This. I thought about this in talking to you, and I know you can reflect on this. I know I do. There have been points in time in my life where I didn't think I had anything. You know, I'm like, the only thing I have is up my Jack Daniels glass. Please give me about 5 of those. Line them up on the bar. I got that. That was my You Got This view of the world, right? But I don't even think about those words now. Now, I will tell you, I'm surrounded by a team of people that when I start to feel a little bit of my own pity party about something, I've got Jessica that will say something like, well, have you thought about the possibilities of doing it that way? Or Linda, who will say, you gotta love my best friend Linda from Jersey, right? Get over it. And you know, when you put those two ends of the spectrum together, that works for me.
Uh-huh.
It works for me. You know, I wasn't able to save, look, I'm very fortunate to have been able to save myself. I had a lot of help. Couldn't save my mom, couldn't save my stepmom, couldn't save my sister Joyce, couldn't save my sister Doris, couldn't save my sister Chickie, couldn't. I didn't have the tools, I didn't know how, I didn't know what to do, I didn't know about possibilities. But I don't know if I ever would have been able to save them because, quote, that's an interesting word, right? I'm not sure they wanted to be. And I think where we are now is people want to know that they've got this. They really want to know that. You know, they want the message today. Yeah, you go, Dr. Dane, you go, Dr. Pat, you've got this. But the message really is for everyone. We're not individual and on our own planet. We are connected. So how are you connecting people to that energetic consciousness of absolute success in who they are.
Well, they're in this work of access consciousness. We've got a lot of tools that address things that change things in the trenches of everyday life, like when you're getting stressed about, you know, Corona Shmorona or whatever it is that's the latest thing that we get stressed out about, but also giving people the tools they need to actually go from point A to point B. And usually by the time they get to point B, it's far greater than they thought it could be when they started at point A. And so one of the things that I did is I created a website with tools on it. They're free. And in that there's these different videos that are between 5 and 10 minutes long, with just some real simple tools, some real simple things you can use to start changing this. And then I also created this 14-day program that has, I don't know, about 18 or 20 hours of audio, actually video. They're videos that are, I charge $14 for it, because I wanted people to have it in this time. And what it's really about is this energetic exploration of walking you through the different things that came up. And it was 14 days. I did it over 14 days. And you know, after the quarantine had been going for about 2 weeks, I guess. And what I did is I walked people through everything that was coming up and gave them tools to change it and a different perspective to use. And every single one of those people that was in that program has sent me emails and texts and messages nonstop saying, thank you so much. I'm so different after, and I feel like I have so much strength. And I feel like the insanity is not swallowing me at all anymore. I'm actually starting to create now. And so it's like, you know, I'd love to, in an hour long program, give all of that, but that was, like I said, 18 hours of material. And, yeah. But
what's
it's
the
like,
website, Dr. Dane, where can people go?
You can go to drdanehere.com/whatnow. And, which is where all those free videos are that I talked about. And then also there, you can check out the 14 day program. And please go check out the videos. They're free. They're my gift to you. They're my way, because this gift of this body of work called Access Consciousness literally saved my life. And I've been part of co-creating it for the last 20 years. And I've seen hundreds of thousands of people who use these tools whose lives are actually easy now. And now, during this, you know, entire pandemic situation, I see people who are saying, I feel so guilty because I'm so happy and I know I'm not supposed to be. And I'm like, do you really feel guilty? They're like, no, but I tell people that so they don't feel like I'm crazy because I'm happy. I'm like, yes, exactly. Smart choice, you know? But I see this literally with hundreds of thousands of people. And so I'm like, this is something that it's from them using these tools and orienting their awareness this way. And let me just one really quick example of a tool that
I would love for you. Please go for it.
Oh, cool. Okay. Cause we could do the whole thing on tools, you know, but one is based on the awareness that we're like big psychic radio receivers. We pick up stuff from people all the time, but we don't realize it because it's in our head. We think it's ours. And so a question you can ask when you have stress, when you have sadness, when you're worrying about the future, all that sort of stuff people are going through right now, you can just ask, who does this belong to? Or is this mine? And if it lightens up at all, it's not yours. You're just picking it up from a lot of people around you. That's one thing about the shared experience that we're having is you'll pick up on a lot more people doing a lot more drama, because it's, you know, it's sort of the, you know, the flavor of the day that a lot of people are choosing is the drama. Well, the people that are desiring possibilities are going to pick up on it. And a lot of times they're going to think it's theirs. But could you imagine if you offloaded 98% of the stuff that is in your head and didn't have to deal with it anymore? And that's, you know, I mean, and people, it's funny because I say this to people and it's like, you might as well tell them, I just ate a car. You know, because it just does not compute. You know, it's like, what 98% of the stuff in my head isn't mine? I'm like, yeah. And if you get rid of it, you could do like I did. Like, it literally helped me get over depression and suicidal thoughts. because what would happen 20 years ago when I had this, I would have this, you know, I'd gotten this lightness when I had had this first session of access, and I was like, yay. And then it felt like stuff caved in on my head again, like it had for years. And I would go, okay, who does that belong to? And it would lighten up and disappear. And I was like, are you kidding me? That whole time that I thought all of that was mine, that this whole time that it was just compounding and the suffering was getting greater and greater and greater. If somebody had given me this tool, I could have gotten over a majority of it with just asking that question and letting it go. Because if it's not yours, you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, that was my very close experience. First time I went through the bars experience. I call it the bars experience.
I like it.
And I hate to say this. I joke about it because everybody's heard me talk about my bar experience. So that's a different show. That's a different show. Look, I'm coming up on 30 years of sobriety. So that in itself is a possibility, because that right there, I'm serious. I got called by a classmate from high school who tracked me down for a, what do you call it, reunion thing?
Oh, yeah.
And so instead of her saying like, hey, how are you? She's like, are you Pat Basile from Plainfield? And I said, yeah. They said, you can't be. And I said, why? You should be dead. We thought you were like dead or locked up. What are you? Are you like? And so it's interesting when other people that knew us back then look at us where we are today. And I want to ask you this question. I had to learn this thing. My past does not set a precedence for my future or my present moment. Now, people that I work with told me that, but my bars experience, and God, how long ago was it when I first met you all? I don't know, whenever that was. That experience, and I've given you guys credit for the shift and the turn in our network, because I don't know if you remember the shows that we used to do, but remember when I was in the middle of 2007, 2008, 2009, I was sicker than I've ever been. Had a mystery disease, and the possibility of starting a network showed up. And I remember this like it was yesterday, and it was the compounded bars experience, understanding your questions, going through the process. And 3 months, Transformation Talk Radio was launched with full technology in the back end. And when people ask me about it, they look at me like I'm some genius. I'm not. I asked that question and I kept asking it over and over. Isn't that the way we get out of this for our own personal and collective? We got this.
Abso-friggin-lutely. And I love that, by the way. And I remember that almost as clearly as you do. It's like, and I remember the conversations and all of it in the interviews and the conversations we were able to have on air with people. And that is exactly it. But here's the difference, Dr. Pat, you used it. Everybody else is hearing it. Now they've got a choice right now. Am I gonna actually use this? And you don't even, here's the wonder of it. Here's the beauty of it. You don't even have to believe it. Asking the question is its own magic. You don't have to believe it. And you also don't have to answer it. It's like, I mean, how does it get any easier than that? You know, but you do have to use it. You have to actually ask the question, what else is possible? How does it get any better than this? What can I choose today to create my life and future as greater moving forward? You know, and if you forget, if you remember nothing else, Dr. Pat's favorite question, use that. What else is possible? Because it always opens up some other possibility. The universe always has another possibility available that we're not seeing because we're trying to think it and plan it into existence. What else is possible? It's so friggin' simple. And yes, that is exactly how we do it.
And I wanna just say to everybody, I think Olivia, I think it's Olivia that is posting on our Facebook Live, Dr. Dane's website. And it's Dr. Dane here, HEER.com/whatnow. When you go there, I've been there. And we're also putting that in our Facebook. We're also typing it. It's going to be in the live Facebook video as well as the replay of the video. So we're embedding it in there. So you go there. Here, I want to ask you this. I don't know if we're going to take any breaks today. Sometimes you don't know it till you try it. And sometimes for me, I'd love to hear the access consciousness version of what I'm about to say. You know, I'm your best guinea pig for this, right?
I love you.
I'm the best. I've been in points in time in my life where I just didn't have faith. I didn't have faith in myself. I didn't have faith in possibilities. And a mentor said to me once, borrow my faith. You can borrow my faith. I believe in you. I believe in dot, dot, dot. And that stayed with me for a really long time. And I want to ask you about this. People have said to me multiple times, I don't know, what are you saying, Pat? Fake it till you make it? What are you saying? Fake. And I'm like, if you think you're faking it till you're making it and it's going to get you to ask the question, what else is possible, then fake it. Fake it away. Fake it away. Now, I don't know if that's right or not.
Works for me. I say whatever it takes. I really do. I'm really pragmatic. You know, a lot of people who've created bodies of work are like, do it this way because that's the only way it works. My point of view is, if you're doing it, it's got a chance of working, you know? And I love that. Borrow my faith. And one of the other things that can be really helpful is, and it's a sort of sequitur, non sequitur, but if you have one person in your life that looks at you through eyes of no judgment, somebody who thinks you are absolutely fine just the way you are, is also willing to see that you could create more, but doesn't judge you for not creating it. Look through their eyes at you, you know? Look through the eyes of somebody who truly has no judgment of you, should you have a person like that. And I hope everybody does. Not everybody does, of course. But if you do, it's like, look through their eyes at you and see what they see in you that you're not willing to. Because we need to stop buying our own story about ourselves. Because we have a lot of stories about us, and most of them are unkind. And that's just, that's growing up in this reality with the crap that we picked up. And if I have another target that's larger than I've stated so far, it's actually to create a reality based on kindness, inclusion, and possibilities. And this body of work called Access Consciousness, the reason we call it that is we have a definition of consciousness, which is where everyone and everything is included, no one and nothing is judged. And it's our judgments of ourselves that are the biggest killer, and the things we make most real because they have the most intense energy to it. You know, it's like if you're walking on broken glass, that feels pretty real, you know, but the spaciousness of a sunset or a sunrise or feeling the sun on your skin is like, oh, that's nice. But in actuality, when we're getting in touch with what's true for us and we're functioning from this question of what else is possible, we start to have a lightness in our lives that most of us always thought should be possible, but we haven't seen many people choosing it. We haven't been choosing it. So it kind of surprises us. But because it doesn't have that sort of raucous intensity of all the judgments, we tend to discount that we can have it and discount that it can actually be how we live our lives.
Let me ask you this question, because this is one of my favorites from Dr. Glenna Rice, right? And it was one of the ones I struggle with more than any of your questions at all. And I know this is not going to surprise you. But, and she and I have done many shows on this. You and I and Gary have done many shows on this question. And it is the one that to this day I have to work at. What is right? What is right about this? What am I not getting? That one right there, I think that's the question for our time. For people that are not familiar with that question or what you do, let's talk about it, because it is one of the most powerful, I think, maybe because it's such a sticking point for me, right? Just, I'm sorry, like the robot that came, very excited about the robot, took it out of the box yesterday outside, right? And I'm like, where's the table? And that question hit me. It was like, I'll tell you what's so right about this. I got the robot in advance, so I didn't have to deal with putting together two ridiculously big things. And there it was, because here it was, the laws of whatever you want to call it were saying, Pat, you really can't handle putting both of them together on the same day. You really can't. You're going to have to, like, do something like open up a fire hydrant if you have to do that. But that's the question. Let's talk about that because it is powerful and I don't think we use it enough.
True story. And so the question has two versions. What's right about this I'm not getting, and what's right about me I'm not getting. And both of those are designed to orient you out of the wrongness. But once again, you've got to ask it. So when you ask what's right about this I'm not getting, what you're looking for is, like, everything has a gift. So you got the robot, you know, the table tennis robot that showed up yesterday, and the table was late. But, you know, what's right about this I'm not getting, like you said, it allows you to see the gift in any situation. You know, if we look at our current situation, what's right about this we're not getting? Well, a lot of us have the time that we didn't have before. A lot of us can, you know, get to our to-do list. A lot of us finally have time to rest, relax, learn a new skill, start cooking again, like I have personally. You know, something I used to love to do, but as I got busier and busier, never had the time to do it. So what's right about this I'm not getting starts to open up the doorway to undoing the sense of wrongness in any situation. And then the perhaps the tougher one, and perhaps even the even bigger gem out of those two, is what's right about me I'm not getting. And here's the thing is, once again, most people spend so much time judging themselves that they continuously exist in a state of wrongness and then try to get out of it a little bit. And then they feel like they're out of it. And then they go back to it. And if you start asking what's right about me, I'm not getting, but you don't have to try to answer it. Just ask it. Ask it a couple times and then go live your life. And what it does, it starts to gently dislodge that like big friggin' concrete block of wrongness that we tend to function from about ourselves, but also about most of the situations that occur. And we also have to recognize in current times with so many people spouting this as a wrongness, if you don't see it as a wrongness, now you're wrong in their eyes. So you're not willing to go, oh, you know what? I see a different possibility. By the way, one thing that's really easy, if you're somebody who sees possibilities right now and is not getting the wrongness of it and don't quite understand it, when it comes time to talk to people who just want to talk about it being wrong, shut up. Don't just shut up and recognize. You could say, well, I've been asking what's right about this I'm not getting. And if they look at you with daggers, then, you know, be quiet. But this question, like all the others, it's this willingness to go, okay, universe, I'll let you contribute, or consciousness or God or, you know, spirit or whatever you want to call it, or your awareness. Whatever it is, it's allowing a contribution in to create a change.
I want to give a challenge. Okay, you love me, right?
Always. I've loved you for years.
This is the way I want to present it to folks, because I did my inventory today before coming on. And I asked myself, am I going to be able to show up here with Dr. Dane and like really speak the truth about my life and what's going on? And so what I did is I stepped back and I asked myself in the past month, how have I shown up as what else is possible or what's right about this? And when I sat down and I started to write my memory, so based on what I could remember, here's what I came up with. Thing one that's happening now in the world that's never happened before because it was a rule, was that today and every day, 12-step programs, whether it's AA, NA, any other relief program, it doesn't matter. Whether it's the Christian relief people, the other people, whatever, those programs to support people are online for the first time ever, ever in the history and the origins of those. Now, if you'd ask somebody if that was possible, no. But see, people came out and they said, oh, this is not going to work. What else is possible? Boom. Second is this, and I want to hear some of your possibility stories you're hearing from people. The second one is I'm talking to a couple of my medical doctor friends. One is actually a host. And I'm saying to her, you know what? Have you guys, I use ozone therapy because I used it for when I was sick. Dr. Darvish used it. Ozone. Japanese are using it. The Australians put it through their hospital systems. Have you tried putting an ozone machine in a room, hanging up all of your whatever you wear stuff, put it in a room? And the doctor, Lover, one of our hosts, said to me, I had never heard of that. So she's conducting now her own experiment with ozone therapy and COVID-19, because we know it kills MRSA and everything else. But why not this? So these are two things. And I'm just, I hope that what you are saying today and sharing is going to help people take an action. You see what I mean? What are you hearing, people in your sphere? What are they doing? What have they discovered?
Well, it's a similar thing. It's like, you know, we used to, I mean, our classes, we've live streamed classes for years, but yes, it was live streamed in addition to having people in person. And it's like, for example, I just finished a 4-day advanced class where the class is called The Symphony of Possibilities. And it's about actually having people do quote unquote energy work on each other, if you will. And what was very interesting is here are people in their own homes. We're all zooming in from around the world. I keep flipping the screen so I can see them. But what every single one of them said was, I didn't really get energy until now. I didn't get that I was connected with that person until I'm here in my home alone, because I've done sessions on people, but I didn't really get it until I was here in my home alone working on somebody at a distance and they were working on me. And the dynamic interchange, the fact that it actually worked, number one, blew me away, is what people were saying. But number two, to a person, everybody was like, I feel like I've got this communion with everything around me. Now, that would not have occurred without this current situation. In addition, it's like the number of people that I've been working with that are now starting online businesses and being able, they've had to find a way to offer it online, obviously. You know, it's like the 12-step programs, all of those, which it wasn't possible before. Well, now it's got to be because the whole world is doing it. Whereas if they would have gone to do it on their own, it wouldn't have been possible. And same thing here, the number of people that are finding a way to offer things via a distance, including the Antique Guild in Australia. There's a antique store that Gary owns, and they just did this online show where they were able to go through each item individually, show its different characteristics, and educate people and give them a new sense of what was possible. And there's so many people who it's like, you know, they say necessity is the mother of invention. Well, here we are, you know, necessity is often the mother of greater possibilities. Once again, though, if you're willing to look from that place. And so another question people can ask is, what action can I take? You know, what action can I take that will allow me to create more income streams? What action can I take? Because, you know, there are a lot of people who are concerned about that, rightfully so. But if you start to embrace this idea that there are possibilities, which is what else is possible gives you, we keep going back to that question and that concept behind the question, if I could, I don't really even know how to say it to people in the way that it exists in my world, but it's like, if we believe that this crowded little ball that has been our life is all that exists, that's all that will ever exist. But if we allow ourselves to have a little bit of vulnerability, a lot of courage, and a little bit of faith and awareness that we might be contributed to if we ask for it, and allow that ball to open up, it's like there are truly phenomenal possibilities available. And people say, oh yes, but how do I get there? I say, you have to open up to the willingness to receive that and ask that question. Asking that question and opening up to be contributed to is the action step. And they're like, yeah, but then what do I do? I'm like, then what'll happen is, and can I give another way of looking at this that might...
You have got my undivided attention.
Cool. Thank you. I love that about you. I'm going to try to make, and for some people, I hope it doesn't sound too airy-fairy, because I literally have created the business that I have now based on this, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, so, and this is a different way of creating, and I, once again, I hope I don't sound too airy-fairy, but I'm going to go for it anyway, because it's a different way of creating that actually works now more than ever, which is what you want to do is you want to get the sense of, if you had a magic wand, like if you could ask for anything, and even beyond what you think you're supposed to be able to ask for, like if you truly had a magic wand, if you were standing in front of a magical creature that could grant your wish, a genie, let's say, whatever, what would you like your life to be like in the next 12 months? Or 2 years, or 5 years, whatever time frame works for you. But it's got to be at least several months in the future. Otherwise, you'll try to figure it out. Okay? So here you are. You're in a land of magical possibilities, let's say. If your life could be anything in the next 12 months, what would it be? And I don't say look like anything. You can't see the future. You can only perceive the energy of the future. And so you might go, hey, I would like ease with money. I would like, no matter what comes in the future, I'd like to actually be prepared for it before it happens so I don't suffer it again. I'd like to know that my body and I are safe, healthy, taken care of. I'd like to have communion with friends and family. I'd like to have income that grows. I'd like to actually have the time and space that I've found I really like, but also be able to be creative. Those may be some of the aspects of it. All of those things have an energy to it. Like if you could take the sum total of that and just get the sense of the space or the energy that it has, the lightness that it may have, you may feel some opening in your heart or something, you know, some warmth or something. And then what you do is you go, okay, I'm asking for that. You acknowledge to you, you acknowledge to whatever the powers that be are that will contribute to you. I would call it consciousness. And you just say, hey, I'm asking for that. And that's how you start to create your future. Now, And it goes with what I was saying before of opening up to being contributed to. Now, what you have is anything that feels like that energy, do it. And it's like, that's how I've been led to create a business. We're in 176.
Say that one more time. We need to say that one more time at that point. Because if folks get anything, this is the one.
Cool.
So one more time. If you feel the energy, then
do it.
Do it.
Anything that feels like that energy, do it. Like you'll get a sense of that energy, and maybe you'll see an ad, you know, on Facebook or something for a book, or you'll see an interview Dr. Pat's doing, and you sort of will leap toward it. Anything that feels like that energy, do it, because that, whatever that is that thing will give you, is part of putting the foundation in place or the platform in place for this future that you're asking for. And what this becomes then is an energetic guide, which will be sort of like an energetic roadmap for you to follow to be able to create this. And I'm telling you, it's like when we were interviewing several years ago, our business was less than a tenth of what it is now.
Yeah, little teeny, like us, like this.
Yeah, a little teeny, you know, and now it's worldwide. We've got almost 13,000 facilitators of different levels. Yep. And so this is what I've used to create it. And I say again, I know it can sound like, what? But just listen until you get it. Watch the Facebook Live again until you get it. Because once you get it, magic happens.
And let's make sure, I want to make sure for those of you just tuning in, Dr. Dane here joining me, but we're Olivia is putting this up in the video. And if it's not in the video, we're going to come back and we're going to put some edits to it. We're going to put it on social media. Go to Dr. Dane here, HEER.com/whatnow. And what you're going to find is what he always does. He's giving you the tools. You know, what you're talking about is so important that you and I, we know how to give real life situations. I was working with a client and two things happened. Couldn't hear it. Not going to do it. You know that. You face that. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, forget everything. I said, I want you to do this 70 times a day. And I said, you got to agree. Before I tell you, you got to agree you're going to do it. And it's going to be simple. It's going to be like one word 70 times a day. She said, okay, I can do that. I said, great. 70 times a day for 70 days. You must say to yourself or out loud one word, possibility. That's it. You don't even have to say what else is possible. I just want you to 70 times a day, possibility, possibility, possibility. I want you to do it. And anytime something in your life that used to be hard, all of a sudden is a non-thing, you need to write it now and say, thank you, possibility. See, what you're talking about and the reason you went from where you were 10 years ago to where you are now is because what you're talking about works. It works.
Exactly.
I wouldn't be here today if I didn't pick up on, I'm telling you, the stuff you guys talk about did rub off. And it's weird. I did a video in March, and I sat down after my possibility moment, and I just felt compelled to do a 6-minute video. Now, this was before lock them down, shelter at home, but I did this video, and I didn't tell anybody about it. And Jessica found it, and she just cried. And she said, why didn't you tell anybody you did this? This is for our crowdfunding. Did you know we were going to do crowdfunding? And I said, you know, I don't know we were going to do that. I said, but this is a message that was important. And I think what you're talking about and what you've been able to teach thousands and thousands of people, that there are certain ways we can live our lives if we choose. And that's why our crowdfunding is called Saving Voices, Independent Choices. And you know, it's funny, I thought about you and I got teased about it. Last year we hired programmers to finish our tech, right? 6 months into the program, we find out, wow, the guy did not know what he was doing. And he said, I can't finish your project. So you could stop and look at that like, you got right?
Mm-hmm.
But we looked at it and we asked, there's got to be something right with this. What is right with this? Our current programmer who built what we have now wasn't available. He became available. Number one, merit. Number two, the technology had advanced in what we're building it in so far that we could build a completely separate front end automatically with all of our widgets. That would have never happened. And these are real examples, Dr. Dane. Isn't that what you're talking about? Try the shoe on.
That is exactly it. And I can't tell you how much it makes me smile when, you know, something that you've received from me, Gary, access that you've used, and you know, you can tell people that it works. Because me telling people that it works, they think I'm trying to sell them something. I'm like, oh, I'm trying to let you know it's possible. I used to suffer, you know, my life used to suck, and it doesn't anymore, you know, far from it. And it's just, it's actually possible. Thank you.
Yeah. And Linda will tell you, she's known me since 1972. She'll tell you my life sucked. There's no question about it. And she reminds me when I don't practice these, she reminds me, gee, you're a little off today. Jessica is like, wow, you're a little off today. But you know, it's because I chose that day not to use the tools you're talking about. I made that decision. So tell everybody one more time what you've created. Tell them about Access Consciousness. And I hope you'll come back. I know we've got like 1 minute left. Please tell them how to find out more about you, about the classes, everything.
I would love to. You go to drdanehere.com/whatnow. And on there is a bunch of free videos with me explaining real simple tools that you can use to change things right now and just make them easier. It's free. You don't even have to give us your email address unless you want some other stuff, you know, unless you want to stay in touch. And then there's also a 14-day program that has about 18 hours of video that I did that was right after the outbreak started. We went for 14 days and I walked people through the different things that were coming up and we would change it. Something else would come up the next day, we would change it. And it's $14, okay? And I did it that way so that people could receive something different. We've got so many things in Access and so many things that are there that are available. The main website is accessconsciousness.com. And if you want to find bars, it's bars.accessconsciousness.com. And just come and play. There really are some amazing possibilities in the world.
I want to invite everybody today that heard this show. If you're listening from your home and maybe you got the kiddos running around or you're working from home, never done it before, you heard 4 questions today, right? I want you to try them out. Try them out. Try them out on your kiddos. You know, try them out. What else is possible for dinner, right? You know, we're not going to get the whatever you wanted. What else is possible? Ask your kiddos. If you're looking at a situation, what happens if you ever said something like, hey, honey, how does it get any better than this? You're sitting down to dinner for the first time in 10 years with your family. How does it get any better than this? Right? So these are the tools that when you use them, not only do you change inside, Dr. Dane, and I got to thank you all for this, because people are new to the show. They don't know how sick I was, what I went through, and what you guys brought to us. They don't know that unless they go back. But I hope that if there's any ways we can support you all and what you're doing and how you're doing it, you will let me know, because Absolutely. You do have the key.
Thank you so much. I am holding it together from crying right now, because that's what I wish everybody would do that. And you doing it and the impact you're having, and that I could contribute and we could contribute. That's why I'm here. And thank you, Dr. Pat. Thanks.
I hope we can talk later on. I'd love to really, you know, have you come on and do something with us so you can help people. I'll share that with
you. I would.
Dr. Dane here, everybody. No kidding. If you don't believe what I've said here, go back. We'll put up some of the archives of shows we did with them. We're going to put them right out there in front of our website so you can see that what we're talking about actually really did happen.